I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. 8,000 people have escaped Afghanistan since Sunday, but up to 15,000 United States citizens could still be stuck there. President Biden says troops will stay as long as it takes to get them out, even if it means going past the August 31st deadline. Many U.S. veterans who served in Afghanistan were watching the events in horror. Steve Prince leads Warriors Set Free, a division of Set Free Ministries.
For every veteran who's struggling right now, understand that you did your job. You didn't lose anything. It's okay to have sorrow and cry over this because it's real pain to real people. But you have to talk about it. You have to reach out and deal with it.
Warriors Set Free is a veteran-to-veteran ministry focused on one thing: overcoming through Christ. Look for this story at our website to connect with Warriors Set Free. And the Human Rights Watch says Israeli forces and armed Palestinian groups committed war crimes during the fighting in May. The report investigated three Israeli airstrikes that killed 62 civilians in Gaza with no military targets nearby. The group Hamas also fired over 4,000 unguided rockets towards Israeli territory, killing 10. Youssef Al-Khoury with Bethlehem Bible College has family living in Gaza that endured the airstrikes.
The people of Gaza, the ordinary people of Gaza, are the ultimate victim of violence. Many of them lost their houses, their only secure place where they live and protect their families. They lost their jobs and their business. And Christian families lost their business, the only source of income.
There's no promise that fighting between Hamas and Israeli forces won't erupt again. So pray for lasting peace and justice in this region. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. MNN depends on you, our listener, for support to keep bringing you the news and helping you find your place in the story of the Great Commission. So would you consider joining us today? Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.